The companions have lost one of their own. But now they have a new friend with knowledge of the pre-dark tech of the gateways.
What's your name, friend?
Rick. Rick Ginsburg. I was frozen so the doctors in the future might be able to cure me. But it looks like there isn't much of a future left here anymore.
But the Deathlands won't be the destination this time.
No, this can't be right. According to my calculations, we're smack dab in the middle of Russia. Somewhere near where Moscow used to be.
Phew. We in some deep shit now, Ryan.
And Ryan must now confront the Russian officer who allowed him to escape from the wastes of Alaska, Major Commissar Grigory Zimyanin.
Major Commissar, we have the information you wanted. Our scouts reported seeing a mean-looking man with only one eye, a tall, attractive woman with very red hair, and an old man with a walking stick.
Are your people sure about these three strangers?
There is no doubt.
So, they are here. Somehow the Americans and the one called Ryan Cotter have returned. And this time, I will be ready for them.
Deathlands number 9, Red Equinox. 7 unabridged hours in graphic audio. The movie in your mind. Ryan half turned and pulled the girl closer to himself, partly shielding what he was doing from the rest of the pack. He drew the Sig Sauer and pressed the muzzle into the girl's neck, close under the angle of the jaw. She felt the touch of cold metal and started to recoil from it. With the built-in silencer and with the end of the barrel jammed into the teenager's throat, the explosion of the blaster was no louder than a muffled belch. The girl's body jerked as though she'd been kicked. The 9mm bullet tore out the back of her neck and exited at a slight angle, hitting a metal lamp support and whistling off the cobbles. It eventually struck one of the women by the carriage in the fleshy part of her thigh. She fell over, knocking the brake off the carriage and allowing it to roll slowly toward the top of the steps. Ryan pushed the dying girl away from him. As she fell limply to the stones, a small part of Ryan's brain registered what fell from her open hand, a short length of narrow, stained rope with a knot at each end.
Murderous bitch.
As soon as he moved away from her body, everyone saw the pistol, and all hell broke loose. The Sig Sauer P226 carried 15 rounds. Good quality 9mm bullets were hard to obtain in the Deathlands, and Ryan normally tried to use them sparingly. But not this time. He sent everyone around, diving for cover. 4 of the shots killed members of the gang of young killers. 1 took out a stallholder who'd popped up holding a wire-bound scatter gun. The 6th round killed a sec guard who'd been walking near the top of the steps. The woman with the leg wound grabbed at the skirts of her elderly friend, preventing the woman from snatching the chromed handle of the carriage, which rolled to the brink of the wide stone steps. It paused a moment at the edge. 8 rounds remained in the heavy blaster. Someone threw a large green cooking apple at Ryan. The aim was good, and it dealt him a glancing blow on the left arm. He looked sideways and saw the thrower staring at him, mouth open to cheer his own skill. Ryan shot him through the open mouth, the bullet striking the young man's mother, who was hiding behind him. 1 round, chilling 2. 7 rounds left. The revving engine caught his attention, and he spun around to see a small open wag roaring toward him, weaving between the abandoned stalls. A sec man hung onto the passenger seat, trying to balance and aim a Kalashnikov rifle. Ryan paused, steadying his right wrist with his left hand. The windshield of the wag starred into diamond splinters. The second shot plucked the uniformed sec man out of his seat and threw him onto the cobbles behind the lurching, reeling wag. Ryan didn't wait to see the vehicle finally crash. 5 rounds remained. Though he'd cleared the area immediately around him, Ryan had hardly moved from where the girl had snared him. It was way past time to get his legs working. The market square held at least 100 Russians, and beyond them lay the tangled web of small streets and alleys. Normally, Ryan would have tried for that, but the odds were too high against him to risk being trapped and run down. The only other alternative was down the stairs. As he sprinted toward them, the unwounded elderly woman tried to snatch at his legs, but he clubbed her across the ear with his pistol, smashing her glasses into her eyes. 5 bullets were left in the gun. He had another couple of mags in his capacious pockets, but to stop and reload would be fatal. The carriage began to bounce and jolt down the steps. A load of turnips skittered out at every stair. The sec patrol on the stairs had been alerted and had formed a line across the steps, rifles ready, prepared to tackle the solitary intruder. The toppling carriage appearing over the dark skyline threw them into some confusion. One or two men began to ready themselves to try to catch it, while others tried to stand firm and ignore it. Ryan, gun drawn, saw the confused tableau and decided instantly to charge through. He was so far committed that retreat was impossible. Shooting on the run, he killed the non-com and took out the two men on each side of him, leaving a gap for himself, a gap that opened directly in front of the careering baby carriage. Now the 6 hour held only 2 rounds. Panicked, one of the sec men jerked on the trigger of his rifle. Bullets sprayed everywhere. The blaster was out of control, spitting fire across the steps, killing the woman with a leg wound. Before the sec man realized what was happening, Ryan was on top of them. With only 2 bullets left, there wasn't a time to get careless. He followed the trail of the carriage. A sec man stood in front of him, rifle at his hip, braced and ready. Shooting from above and on the run, Ryan was pleased to see the sec man tumble backward, blood flowering from a wound in his upper chest. The dropped blaster nearly tripped Ryan, but he managed to vault it, keeping his balance. He overtook the rocking, rolling, jolting carriage, now 3/4 of the way down the immense flight of steps. Ryan could see 30 or 40 people near the bottom, but none seemed to be in uniform, and they were all making desperate efforts to save themselves. No one seemed as though he were interested in trying to stop the one-eyed man with a smoking blaster in his fist. Then Ryan was at the bottom of the steps, seeing his avenue of escape opening to his right. The fringes of an ancient nuke site, broken buildings leaning and tumbling against one another. It was a place where nobody lived, a place where he could run, dodge, and hide, eventually working his way back toward the row of workshops where his friends were waiting for him. Ryan turned to see that the carriage had miraculously made it all the way to the bottom. It pitched over the last 2 stairs, its red-faced occupant still screaming its head off. A stout sec man, with faster reflexes than the rest, was halfway down the steps, and he leveled his AK-47 in Ryan's direction. The last round from the Sig Sauer hit him below the left armpit and drilled him through the chest. Shards of edged bone sliced through the man's heart and lungs. As he fell, the sec guard's finger locked on the trigger. The carriage had just bounced to a stop, a few feet clear of the last stair. The baby was still strapped in place, shocked but alive. The turnips were all gone, tumbled to the four winds. Ryan clutched his empty blaster and sprinted away from his pursuers.